From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, a Democratic presidential candidate, is scheduled to speak at an upcoming convention in Kansas City. The National Council of La Raza said Thursday that Sanders will speak on Monday morning to an NCLR town hall forum. Also speaking on Monday to the NCLR convention are Hillary Rodham Clinton, the Democratic frontrunner, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. A group of Missouri taxpayers and former lawmakers has sued the State Department of Corrections over lethal injection policies used for executions. The lawsuit filed yesterday claims the state illegally obtains the drug pentobarbital that is used to put inmates to death. It also alleges that the state receives the drug through an illegal prescription. The Missouri Attorney General's office is representing the State Department of Corrections, and a spokeswoman for the office declined to comment on pending litigation. Former Democratic lawmaker Joan Bray is heading the lawsuit, along with former Democratic Representative Jeanette Mott Oxford. Attorney Justin Gelfand says he hopes a Cole County circuit judge will temporarily halt what he called illegal executions. He says a hearing is scheduled for today, just days before an execution planned for Tuesday. Yesterday, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon signed into law the first significant measure state lawmakers have taken to address concerns raised after last summer's fatal police shooting of an unarmed black 18-year-old in Ferguson. The legislation caps fines for minor traffic violations and reduces revenue most cities can collect from traffic fines and fees. Supporters say the legislation will address the predatory revenue-generating practices detailed in a U.S. Justice Department report on Ferguson. The Army says it will cut 774 military personnel positions at Fort Leonard Wood by September 2017. It's part of an overall reduction of 40,000 troops. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill is blaming the cuts on what she says is a Republican budget gimmick. St. Louis Public Radio's Jim Howard reports.
McCaskill says that even though Republicans added money to the Pentagon's budget, they did so by putting that spending into a contingency fund.
And the military cannot pay for ground strength through a contingency fund, a one-year budget gimmick.
Democrats are refusing to debate Republican spending bills, saying lawmakers should first negotiate an end to the spending caps. Despite differences over the budget, McCaskill, Republican Senator Roy Blunt, and Republican Representative Vicky Hartzler issued a joint statement pledging continued support for Fort Leonard Wood and its military families. They also noted that the cuts at Fort Leonard Wood are smaller than cuts made in 2013. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard, St. Louis Public Radio.
I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.